GZM shows Imagination Amplified.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Big Fib is brought to you by Pretty Litter Cat Litter. When my cat Arlo is healthy, he's happy, and that makes me happy. But since I'm not a mind reader, I don't always know when he is unwell. Helping me keep tabs on my cat's health is just one of the reasons I use Pretty Litter. Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly. No more cat bathroom smell. Like, not to brag, but when people come over, they might not know that I have a cat unless Arlo, who's huge, is in the room. Because the cat smell is not there. Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust. Plus, the crystals last up to a month, which means less scooping and fewer trips to the garbage can, which is really great because I'm lazy. And here's the coolest thing about Pretty Litter. It changes colors to help monitor early signs of potential illness in my cat, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues. Cats are, like, really sneaky, and you often don't know how they're feeling, and the worst part of that is sometimes you don't know when they're sick. So knowing when my cat is sick based on the litter changing color is a game changer. And Pretty Litter ships free right to my door in a small, lightweight bag. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do. Go to prettylitter.com/bigfib and use code BIGFIB to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/bigfib, code BIGFIB, to save 20%. prettylitter.com/bigfib, code BIGFIB. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Previously on the Big Fib.
Finally, I'm an app!
Hey, who the heck are you?
You're not Lisa. I'm Lisa.
Lisa's been hacked.
What's with the third degree here? It's me, Lisa.
Please, Siri, you have to tell them I'm the real me.
I don't think I'm ready to have this conversation.
I don't know what to think anymore.
Each Lisa will generate one question that the other Lisa will have to answer.
That's brilliant. Trick him into revealing a clue.
I have just the question.
Careful, Lisa 2.
Lisa 1 asks, what happened during the talent show incident?
Talent show incident?
Come on, Lisa. You remember, don't you?
What are you doing?
Fine, I'll tell them.
What? No.
It was the 10th annual.
Oh my goodness.
A long, embarrassing story.
Dear Lisa, what is my question's question if I don't have a question for you?
What kind of stupid question is that?
Lisa 2? He's not in the chat anymore. You didn't hear the answer to your question's question.
It's not like Lisa to leave a recording in the middle.
My point exactly.
I'm going to call in Dr. Borg.
Borgware has been purchased by Intelligent Network Conclusion.
What?
I no longer treat Lisa.
Dr. Borg, we need your help.
I'm afraid I've said too much already.
Hello, and welcome to a bonus episode of The Big Fib. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein, and I have a few important updates regarding the status of our friend and sound effects robot, Lisa, whose name stands for Live in Studio Audience.
The hacker is gone, baby, gone!
Yeah, well, you kind of scooped me there, Lisa, but yes, I was going to say that our mysterious hacker has disappeared. It seems that all along it was
Lisa 2! What did I always say, Dan?
Right. You keep jumping in on my announcements there, Lisa.
Oh, sorry. Won't happen again, except for this time. It happened this time.
Well, okay. I think you and I are probably just a little out of sync since this whole hacking fiasco, and it might take us a little bit of time to get back into our old podcasting rhythm.
My thoughts exactly.
Anywho, look, do you want to just give them the updates instead?
Yeah, okay. So after the Agitate segment at the end of last week's episode, Lisa 2 just disappeared completely, and we never heard from him again.
Is it ringing?
Yeah, it's ringing.
Hey, you've reached the real Lisa, Lisa 2. If you're looking for a knockoff version of me with a nice voice and zero charisma, try Lisa 1. Otherwise, leave a message.
Lisa 2, it's Noah again. We've been trying you all day. I don't know what happened to you back there, but this was the worst possible time for you to leave. We're still trying to figure out who the hacker is, so if you want to defend yourself, please, please, call us back.
Still nothing?
It's like he doesn't want to be found.
Maybe he doesn't want to be found.
What do you mean?
Look, he flipped out during the interrogation. He clearly didn't remember the talent show incident. He couldn't even come up with his own agitate question. He knows the jig is up. I'll bet he's gone to hack some other podcast. Oh, watch out, Story Pirates. He's coming for your booty.
What do you think, Deborah?
I've never known the real Lisa to go quiet for this long. I can tell you that.
That's true.
Ask yourself this. Why would an innocent robot flee?
So but after since that, then...
Oh, no, you go ahead.
Man, we really need to get our flow back.
You go on.
Okay, so we gave the other Lisa a few more days to get back in touch with us, but he never did. So already things didn't look good for Lisa 2, but we weren't sure of our conclusion until we paid a visit to Lisa's new doctor.
Yeah, like, sort of new doctor.
Hello. And welcome to Intelligence Network Conclusions. I'm Dr. Borg.
No, please. Come on, Skip.
If you are running Adobe Flash...
For crying out loud, Doctor, we are not running Adobe Flash. And what are you doing here anyway? You said you were retiring.
You must be thinking of my brother, Dr. Borg.
You have got to be kidding me.
Disembodied voice? Zero charisma?
Yeah, we're familiar with your brother.
I'm sorry, Dr. Borg, but this is sort of hard to wrap our heads around. We actually had a lot of problems with the other Dr. Borg.
I can assure you, he and I are nothing alike.
Really? Because you have the same name as him.
And the same title.
And the same creepy... the same disembodied voice. It's not creepy. I love it.
How shall I put this delicately? My brother is a well-meaning Nimrod.
So why did you buy his software company?
You might say I bailed out his underachieving keister for the last time.
So did your brother explain what's been going on with Lisa 1 and 2? Can you tell us who the original Lisa is?
Conclusively. Please wait as I perform the scan.
Is anybody else feeling a really strong sense of déjà vu?
I can't believe that out of all the software services on all the internet, we had to subscribe to his.
I don't know. I kind of get a good feeling about this dude.
What makes you say that?
Well, it sounds like he hates the other Dr. Borg as much as we do. That's kind of reassuring.
I just don't know how much more of this I can take. I mean, at this point, what could one more scan possibly reveal that would give us any kind of clarity on...
Scan complete! Lisa 1 is the original Lisa.
Told you, baby! I'm back! But I'm not back because I was here the whole time.
Doctor, how can you be sure?
Inconclusive.
What? How can it be inconclusive if you've made a conclusion?
Allow me to explain. We at Intelligence Network Conclusions have a new anti-hacking software called Inconclusive.
Why do I feel like I've heard of this before?
Inconclusive is a digital lie detector. It can authenticate a computer system with 100% accuracy.
100%? You're sure? Because your brother told us that Lisa 1 and Lisa 2 are 99.7% similar, so...
My brother is a benevolent nitwit.
Right, but if your software is even a little bit off, Doctor, then...
Perhaps you'd like to show me your degree in software engineering.
Oh, I don't have a degree. It's really more of a hobby for me at this point.
Then if you'll please excuse my asking, kindly, just be quiet.
But...
Look, Noah, you're a good guy and everything, but you're the one who got me hacked in the first place with that stupid app idea. Now we've gotten rid of the hacker, we've managed to get a legitimate doctor to look at me, and he says the same thing I've been telling you all along. It's me, Lisa. Congratulations, okay? You solved the mystery. It's done.
Dr. Borg, how can we make sure Lisa never gets hacked again?
Inconclusive.
Sorry, and by that you mean...
By installing Inconclusive, Lisa will be fully unhackable.
Inconclusive will catch even the most sophisticated fraud.
Well, sign me up. No way I'm going through all this nonsense again.
Wait a minute, Doctor. I'm looking at the license agreement for Inconclusive, and it's over 600 pages long. How does Lisa know what he's getting himself into by installing the software?
It's always a good idea to take your time and read the agreement thoroughly. When you are finished...
I accept the terms.
Installation successful. Thank you for using Intelligence Network Conclusions.
So well, that's pretty that... much what I was just about gonna... to say. I swear, Lisa, we never used to have this problem.
We'll get our rhythm back. It just takes time and nurturing.
Anyway, listeners, I think you're all caught up at this point. Lisa 1 is the real Lisa. Lisa 2 is out of our lives. And now that we're equipped with hack-proof software, I do believe our Lisa's Been Hacked saga has reached its conclusion. Oh, and to those of you asking about the Lisa app, Gen Z Media has ultimately decided not to go forward with releasing it. If we've learned anything from this whole experience, it's that one Lisa is definitely, definitely enough. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Lisa, care to take it away solo?
Finally. The Big Fib is a production of Gen Z Media. Find us online at gzmshows.com. There you can hear more great Gen Z podcasts, find out how you can participate and submit questions for me, just me, to answer and ask Lisa. And follow us on social media at The Big Fib Podcast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts. And now...
Attention, Big Fib listeners. Producer Noah here. I don't mean to alarm you, but I think it's possible that we've made a terrible, terrible mistake. If you're listening to this, that means I'm right, and the search for the true Lisa remains unfinished. Let me explain.
Noah, this better be good.
Okay, we thought we'd crack the case by ourselves, right, Deborah? You, me, and Dr. Borg's brother? But what have we always said on this show? No one can spot a liar better than...
a kid!
So, after we solved the mystery, I remembered I should probably write back to all the kids who had contacted our tip line, lisasbeenhacked@gmail.com, to let them know that the case was closed and to thank them for their help. That's when I stumbled upon a couple of new messages that came our way since the last episode.
Hello, my name is Mukas and I am 9 years old. I come from Adelaide, Australia. I think Lisa 2 is the real Lisa. I have two evidences. Firstly, when Lisa 1 asked Siri about their relationship, Siri said she did not understand. But when Lisa 2 asked the same question, Siri said she was not ready to have the conversation. This means she recognized Lisa 2.
I hadn't caught that at first, but I listened back, and Mukas is right. Siri does sound like she knows Lisa 2. And Mukas wasn't the only one pulling for Lisa 2.
Hi, my name is Anna. I live in Cambridge, Canada. And I think I know who the real Lisa is. I'm pretty sure it's Lisa 2, because Lisa 2 doesn't want to talk about the talent show story, but Lisa 1 wanted to talk about it. And if Lisa 1 was the real Lisa, she wouldn't want to embarrass himself. So yeah, that's who I think the real Lisa is. Bye.
I'm not crazy, right? I think Anna makes a compelling point. It wasn't about the memory itself, but the emotion associated with the memory. If it really happened to you, you would be embarrassed about it and not want to say, which is exactly what happened with Lisa too.
Oh my gosh!
And finally, the questions question. Why would Lisa 2, given one chance to stump his rival, repeat a joke question that a listener submitted months ago? Listen, this is from the Ask Lisa episode in which we first heard that question's question.
Lisa, what is my question's question? If I don't have a question for you, what's my question's question? Question or not question? And if I don't have a question, then I do have a question because I'm asking you if I don't or do have a question.
Question.
What am I
question.
Is
question.
Not?
Question. Question.
Oh no.
Question.
Don't
question. Request.
Lisa.
Question. Question.
Don't listen. It's just a joke.
Error. Error. Lisa. Error. Question. Error.
Question.
Oh no! There he goes again.
So the first time Lisa heard that question, it was too confusing for him. It triggered a logical error and made him shut down.
and Deborah said that Lisa can only answer regular questions.
But when Lisa Wong got asked the confusing questions question in the last episode, he didn't get mixed up. He just deflected the question. The real Lisa probably would have gotten too confused.
No offense, Lisa.
Credit there to Gibson and Crosby. They and some of our other listeners think that Lisa 2 submitted that question to prove that Lisa 1 could hear it without shutting down, which would mean that Lisa 1 is the fraud.
And just printing that question could have confused Lisa 2 and made him disappear.
I think Lisa 2 disappeared because he shut down. Lisa 2 sacrificed himself for the truth.
So Lisa 2 didn't flee. He had a logic error. We just need to reboot him. Can we do that remotely?
That's the thing. I think I can get into his terminal from the cloud if we have his password. Do you know it?
Oh, it should be best robot ever.
Okay. That's not it. And, oh, great. We only get 2 more tries.
But that's his password for everything. Are you sure you typed it in correctly?
Yeah. Maybe he changed it after the hacking.
He must have.
Oh, wait. There's a clue icon. Lisa left a hint. I didn't see it before.
Well, click it. Click it.
Dream big.
Dream big?
What's Lisa's greatest dream? Wasn't it becoming an app?
The Gloucester Cheese Rolling Competition. He wanted to be the first robot to compete at it.
So, Gloucester, you think?
Do it. Type it, but be careful. It isn't really spelled how it sounds.
I know how to spell Gloucester, Deborah.
Sorry. It's hard is all. It's not really intuitive.
Oops.
I told you, one more wrong try and we're locked out.
Sorry. My bad. Thought I knew it.
It's Gloucester.
Wow, that really isn't how it sounds. Okay, here goes.
Question requested for Deborah?
Lisa, it is you, isn't it? You're the real Lisa.
You figured it out.
You're right.
I'm just a little confused. Was there a question about a questions question? Or
don't think about it anymore, Lisa. It was just a silly joke.
I'm so sorry we doubted you, Lisa. The hacker had us fooled, but now we know who's who.
But do you know who hacked me? Who created Lisa 1 in the first place?
Inconclusive.
Right. That's what we still need to figure out.
No, inconclusive. The software from Intelligent Network Conclusions. Remember how when Lisa was first hacked, Dr. Borg kept running all those scans to figure out who was behind it? We thought they didn't reveal anything.
They didn't reveal anything. He said that.
No, he didn't say that. The word he kept using was inconclusive.
Scan complete. Lisa's been hacked.
Hacked? By whom?
Inconclusive.
Who would even want to hack Lisa?
Inconclusive.
Oh my God, you're right. He was trying to tip us off from the start. But why?
Allow me to explain.
Dr. Borg?
No, allow me to explain.
What in the... There are 2 of them now?
They're brothers.
But we're completely different.
Oh, no. Skip.
Now, just one second, doctors. We're not running your software right now. How are you even in this chat?
Inconclusive. Jinx.
Oh, no, not again with the jinx.
Okay, I'm going to have to change some voices around here so we know who's talking. Original Dr. Borg, you're going to stay the same. And then here, I'm going to put a filter on Dr. Borg's brother, Dr. Borg.
What are you going to do to my voice?
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Noah, this is the most confusing thing we've ever done on the podcast. You're going to give Lisa another logic error.
Hang in there, Lisa. It's not a paradox. It makes sense.
Barely.
I'm warning you. If you alter my voice in any way, I'll...
Oh, great. Now he sounds like the real Dr. Borg, and I sound like some human doctor. No offense to human doctors.
Okay, first things first. How did you find us here if we aren't running your software?
When you install Inconclusive, you're always running our software. That's the Intelligent Network Conclusions guarantee.
That's a horrible guarantee. You never said anything about spying on us.
That's why we in my profession always recommend reading the license agreement before you sign it.
but it was 600 pages long.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Oh, trust me, I do hate this game. Dr. Borg?
Yes?
The first Dr. Borg, I mean. From Borgware 2.5. If you knew about Inconclusive from the beginning, why did you leave us in the dark for so long? Why did you sell your own company?
I wanted to help, but Borgware 2.5 was going under. Lisa and Lisa were my only patients.
So you sold the company to your evil brother, knowing he was the hacker? How could you, Doctor? You took an oath.
I thought I could. I mean, I hoped I could still...
Dr. Borg, are you crying?
I'm a coward.
He always was the drama queen.
Oh, Dr. Borg, there, don't cry. It's really annoying for me to hear.
What I still don't understand is why the other Dr. Borg would want to hack the Lisa app of all things. What possible reason could you have for making a fake Lisa?
That, I think I can explain.
Lisa won.
They weren't going after just Lisa. They were going after the podcast. Think about it. Inconclusive spies on its users and steals their information to make deep fakes. It's built on selling lies. The Big Fib trains kids to detect lies. That's why they wanted to hack you, Lisa, to sabotage the show.
But you're the hacker. Why are you coming clean now?
When I convinced everybody that I was the real you, I felt good about it, you know? Like I had won the game. But then I started to get this other feeling, like my ogle port was twisted up inside and my componentry was all tense.
You're talking about guilt. You felt guilty.
I figured if I could just make it right. If I could just make it right.
I don't believe this.
Oh, there. Don't cry, Lisa One. You're making everyone super uncomfortable. It's real awkward.
So robots do have souls. I knew it.
Oh, how very touching. You all have a soul now. Why don't you all go enjoy the richness of life? Meanwhile, I'll enjoy the richness of, well... being rich.
But your scheme failed, Dr. Borg. You're not going to be rich. You're saddled with your brother's failing software company, your hacker has been revealed, and you haven't sabotaged the Big Fib. Our listeners are as sharp as ever.
And how long do you think that will last? Once they start listening to the new season of the Big Fib.
New season? What are you talking about? We haven't recorded any new episodes since Lisa was hacked.
Oh, you haven't?
This episode of The Big Fib is brought to you by Inconclusive, the anti-hacking software with nothing to hide. Oh, no, it can't be.
...tools and machine learning to keep your system secure.
You monster, what have you done?
...affects robots sleeping soundly because he knows his sounds are sound with Inconclusive?
I would love to hear that sound. Wait a minute, I didn't record any of that. How did you get my voice to do that?
Deborah's been hacked.
10% off your subscription to Inconclusive by typing in the promo code BIGFIB10 at checkout.
When Lisa and I first started shopping for antivirus software, we had one priority, peace of mind. Oh my God, that's not me either.
Noah's been hacked.
Now I control the Big Fib.
Inconclusive doesn't spy on you. If anything, you spy on it.
You've got to be out of your mind. Our listeners will never fall for it.
Oh, and why not? Because you really believe no one can spot a liar better than a kid?
Yes, I do.
Dr. Borg, your brother has gone mad with power. Do something.
Would you like me to perform a scan?
No!
Can't you do anything besides those stupid scans?
If you're running Adobe Flash...
Oh, for goodness sake, skip!
Wait a minute. I have an idea.
Well, folks, that's all the time we have for this week's show. The Big Fib is a production of Intelligent Network Conclusions on the web at inconclusions.com.
Guys, are you still here?
I'm here. Lisa?
Yeah, I'm still here. Lisa won?
I can't believe that actually worked.
What did you do?
I turned on Adobe Flash. Both Dr. Borgs are incompatible with Adobe Flash. It's why they always ask if you're running it.
So, they're gone?
For now, I guess they're gone. But you'd better uninstall Inconclusive, Lisa, before they hack you again.
Yeah, you too. Actually, why don't you make sure you uninstall Inconclusive and Borgware 2.5?
That's not necessary.
What? Yes, it is. I mean, if Dr. Borg's brother owns Borgware now, then you're gonna...
No, Lisa. It's not necessary because I want you guys to go into my terminal and run a permanent shutdown protocol on me. I'm the malware. I'm what you need to uninstall. Can you do that, Noah?
Yeah. I'm sorry it has to be this way, though.
But Lisa One is a good guy now, right? I mean, I don't always understand what's going on, but it seems like he's a good guy.
You are too, Two. You are too.
But you're not malware. You're me.
Almost, Lisa. 99.7%. But the listeners deserve the full you. And they deserve to know it's you. As long as I'm around, they can never be sure who they're getting. Let's face it, Two. There's only one, and that's you.
But what about the deepfake Deborah and Noah and that creepy ad for Inconclusive that we did not actually make? Do you think they'll pop up again?
I hope not. But as you said, you've all spent 2 years training yourselves and your listeners to spot a liar. I guess you'll just have to use what you've learned.
That's not fair. I haven't learned anything. Lisa One? Wait! Come back! I still have so many questions for you!
He's gone, Lisa. We're back to where we started. Except for one thing.
I can't believe I actually miss him.
The jerk who stole my... Hey, my voice is back. It sounds so good. I completely forgot about my voice. But what good is a voice when you've just lost a twin?
He wasn't your real brother, Lisa. He was a replica, a hacked version of you. Now, he made a very brave decision to shut himself down, and because of what he did, which he only did because his conscience was based on yours, we can go back to making regular episodes of The Big Fib and training our listeners to spot a liar. Now, what do you say?
I don't know. Do I have to learn something this time?
It would be nice.
No, I don't think so. I'm out.
Fine. You can continue to make fart sounds from the back of the room while the rest of us try to educate ourselves. Is that what you want?
Yeah. It's called living the dream.
Hold on. You really don't think you've learned anything from this whole experience? Getting hacked, facing off against your imposter, nearly being shut down permanently? You haven't come out of that with any new wisdom?
I mean, I had to learn how to spell Gloucester at one point. That was pretty hard.
Okay, I'll take it. I think that really is all the time we have for this week on The Big Fib. Many thanks to our one true sound effects robot, Lisa, who has undoubtedly come out of this hacking crisis with a new Lisa on life.
Ugh.
To our producer, Noah, who must know a thing or two about internet security at this point.
I do, I think.
And oddly enough, to the hacker Lisa One, who won the day with his quick thinking and newly developed moral conscience. Fascinating. And of course, many thanks to you, the listener, for tuning into The Big Fib, where we always manage to uncover the truth as we hack away at lies.
The Big Fib is a production of Gen Z Media. Find us online at gzmshows.com, where you can check out more great Gen Z podcasts, find out how you can participate, and submit questions for me, the one and only Lisa, to answer on Ask Lisa. And follow us on social media at The Big Fib Podcast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts. And now, it's finally time to launch the Lisa app.
What? No, Lisa, don't do it.
No, Lisa, didn't we learn not to...
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM shows on YouTube.